Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of beer chametz. And the question comes up, if a person finds chametz during Pesach itself, what is the halacha? So the straight Shulchan Aruch says that a person finds chametz during Chol HaMoed. So the halacha is he should take it out and demevayer it. He should take it out and burn it. We wanted to take it out of his rishus because we're afraid the person will come to mikshul achila and sitting there he might forget and eat it. So he should take it out right away, and he should burn it to mekayem the mitzvah birur chametz. He finds it on Yom Tov. The halacha is that he cannot burn it on Yom Tov, but we are afraid he might come to eat it. So he should put a keli over the chametz, that the chametz should not be noticeable and visible, and therefore he won't come by mistake to eat the chametz. Once Chol HaMoed arrives, he has a chiyuv to burn it right away. Yantav Sheni, the Shulchan Aruch is apparently makel that you can burn on Yantav Sheni, but the Mishabur being to many places can disagree that you cannot burn on Yantav Sheni either. You wait to Chol HaMoed to burn it. Interesting question with the person grapple with nowadays. Nowadays, we do Mechiras Chametz. So in Mechiras Chametz, we have the Chametz which we're intending to sell. And then the language of the Shtar says, why not, let's just put another layer to protect the person for this or by Yomotze. And we say any Chametz that the person says in the Shtar, that any Chametz that he has in his possession anywhere, he sells them to the God. So included in that is this Chametz, which was in his possession. He was not aware of it, but it was included in the sale. So now he finds the chametz on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he wants to destroy it. He says, well, excuse me, sir, you can't destroy it. This chametz doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the goy. So is a person allowed to destroy it? Is a person mechuyev to destroy it? Is a person mechuyev not to destroy it? So what's the halacha? So the modern person grappled with this question, and I don't think there's any final resolution on the shaila, what a person should do. Rav Osner is on record that a person can destroy the chametz, even though the mechira is a valid mechira, and then the chara of a valid mechira, I have no rights over the chametz, I have no chibum over the chametz, so how can I destroy the goy's chametz? It's gzela, which is also to do. He says that we can assume that we can sort of split the status of the mechira. The mechira is a full bona fide mechira for the purposes of not being over by Rabbi Yomotze, but regardless of this issue, we assume that the goy is not really planning to benefit from it, is not considered gzela when you would take the chametz and burn it. However, there are other persons which disagree and say that the person should not burn it, he should take it and place it with the chametz which belongs to the goy. On Yom Tov, he cannot do so. He can do that on Chol HaMoed, and he should do so on Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov, he cannot do so because the chametz actually is muksa. Since it has no usage for the person, it becomes muksa and a person can't be metatalit. Let's say a person receives a package of chametz on Pesach. So a person should make a declaration that he does not want his chatzah to be karna for him. And therefore the chatzah will not be karna. This chametz against his will, they're making it chametz which he had in his possession and will come after Pesach. So the guy comes to deliver it, so he should tell the guy, I don't want the item. Because if he would accept the item, it looks like he wants it, then that's going to be problematic. So what he should do is tell the guy, I can't accept it. Now the question is, the guy says, okay, what am I supposed to do with it? He's the delivery man, he can just say, I can't accept it. He can send it back where it came from. But if the person says explicitly, I do not want my chotzer to be kernot, my rishus to be kernot anyway, so Shabur brings an opinion that he can then tell the goy where to put it down. Marla Mokim is going to be mutter, since he has declared he does not want his rishus to be kernot for him. Let's say the situation was you weren't home when that happened, and you come home and find that the mailman has placed through your mail slot or into your mailbox a sample of a chametz cereal. So you have chametz gomer sitting in your mailbox or in your home on the floor. So in that situation, a person has not made any declaration beforehand. Even though normally the chatzah was kind of a person, shlomi daitoi, without his awareness, But over here, it's a surah. I mean, we assume that he doesn't want to be kaina, but as soon as he's aware of it, he should declare explicitly that he does not want his chatzah to be kaina for him, and then he can move the chametz in a way out of the way in such a way that he's not going to come to eat it. There is a question of can he pick it up the chametz? Not on Yom Tov. Yom Tov it's Muksa. But I pick up the chametz and call the moed. Maybe we're afraid while he's picking it up, he's going to come to eat it. So the law is if he's picking up to burn it, the first scenario which we gave, he's picking up to burn it, we're not afraid of him, he's going to come to eat it. He's busy right now being torrid in the process of burning the chametz. He's not going to be thinking about possibly eating the chametz. The case where he's storing the chametz, he's not burning it. He's saying, I'm not cutting it. He's storing it and not going to burn it. So, Lachar, you don't have that argument. Well, since he's involved in burning it, he's not going to make a mistake. So, therefore, actually, it's appropriate not to pick it up with your hands because we're afraid the person might forget. And it goes to the gzeri, might come to eat it. The best thing to do is to be doichiv it with your feet. And this way, it'll be some type of a reminder that he shouldn't come to eat it. And on Yontif itself, where it's totally muksa, even that is not appropriate to do. A person should cover it over with a kli until after Yom Tov is over, and then he should remove it to where the chametz is, etc. Okay, have a good morning.